Tanner, we are thrilled to be up here, and I know you've been with Red Car for 6 years, Winemaker for four. Where exactly are we?
Yeah, no, I'm thrilled to be here as well. Likewise, really excited on another beautiful Sonoma Coast morning as the fog is peeling out. But yeah, no, so with respect to Red Car and my tenureship here, I came up in 2015 after having spent the better part of a decade on the Central Coast down in Santa Barbara County in the Santa Rita Hills Appalachian, but came up here to where we are. Where we are exactly. So we are about an hour and 45 minutes both north and west of San Francisco, okay. Just to kind of give you a little spot marker on the map there. And we are currently in our beloved site called Heaven and Earth. This is a 4.5 acre property that we planted in the early part of 2004, all to Pinot Noir, that is just outside of the little tiny town of Occidental.
Awesome. And why is this so special up here?
Well, for me, I mean, first off, I would just say that over the course of years, I've had just some incredibly special experiences here. Obviously, the wines that we've produced and made from here, but time spent working here, time with coworkers, time with friends. So this place, for me personally, always kind of has held a near and dear spot in my heart. But in terms of where we are, we're about 6 miles from the ocean. So okay. This would add, you know, a little bit to the uniqueness of the property. Obviously, around us, we're kind of sitting in these intervening valleys and ridgetops. And what we have here is 4.5 acres planted on a direct south-facing slope that, of course, is going to get the on- and offshore breezes, is exposed to the on- and offshore breezes, where we'll have the fog, pipe in each and every morning and then blow back out in the afternoon. So although we get plentiful and abundant sunshine, we still get the really cool moderated temperatures because of the Pacific Ocean. And it creates what is just a really perfect and ideal growing situation for our Pinot Noir here.
And I mean, Pinot does not like the fluctuations of temperature and heat, so
sure.
that blanket of fog that you're talking about is ideal. Tell me a little bit about the characteristics of your Pinot stylistically and kind of what this vineyard presents itself, because that's one of the founding goals, essentially, is to let the vineyard speak.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly right. We're fortunate and blessed to work with several different really unique vineyard sites. And of course, to your point, our first and foremost goal every year is to, you know, really express each of these sites to the best of our ability through their natural characteristics and attributes. So having said that, with where we are at Heaven and Earth, again, although it's still pretty close to the ocean, we're slightly warmer here than what we are at some of our other sites in the Fort Ross Sea View AVA, for example. So having said that, and coupled also with what are the soil compositions here, slightly richer soils of a little more organic matter, you know, just very dense and slightly heavier soils. What we find here in terms of the wines that we produce amongst our lineup is that these wines naturally have a little more volume, weight, and texture to them, as opposed to, again, some of the other sites we've got up in the Fort Ross Sea View AVA. But as far as our goals here every year, it's pretty simple to produce the most balanced wines that we possibly can that represent the vintage, the area, the people behind the glass, you know,
right.
And collectively our whole region. So that's really our goal each year when we set out.
Well, the color on this is particularly brilliant. I mean, it is outstanding. The aroma is amazing as well. What is, from a winemaking perspective, your goal as it relates to overall production, mm-hmm. and where are you today and where do you want to go?
Yeah, so I think with overall production, it's kind of a dual prong approach. You know, out here on the Sonoma Coast, we typically experience what are very minimal yields. You know, whether you're looking at it in pounds per plant or tons to the acre, we tend to be on the low side of things in aggregate. You know, so here behind us, we have what is a very high density planting, you know, 6 foot row spacing, 3 foot vine spacing. And with that density, we're yet still at about 2 to 2.5 tons per acre total. So really kind of helps to focus the lens there a little bit. Well, having said that, you know, for us collectively and across the board, I think that our goal is to, of course, reach equilibrium in each of our sites, which means the amount of yield we need to keep the lights on, but then the appropriate amount of yield that keeps our plants happy and ultimately lends to us making the best wines that we possibly can. As where we stand right now, we produce wine from 7 different vineyards, all told, to the tune of about 6,000 to 8,000 cases per year. And in all reality, I'd love to see us right in that for the next, you know, decade or so,
right
in that ballpark.
So a little above that, things start getting crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for us to be able to control things as we do from grapes to bottle, you know, farming all of the sites in which we produce wines from. And then, of course, all the way through up until the day in which we bottle. That's something that's really important to us. And being able to keep our hands on that whole processes is right where we'd like to be.
Well, and I think what is evident in the glass actually begins here. And as you've said, and one thing we appreciate is farmers first.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, the ultimate product is reflective in that. And,
sure.
And this is by no means any exception to that. It's spectacular. So
cheers
to that.
Hey, salut.